This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We've been reporting on the ways that immigrants here in America give back to their home countries. Patrick Awa is a man who essentially gave himself back to his country. After 20 years in the U.S., he returned to the West African nation of Ghana to start a new university. It's called Ashesi, which means the beginning. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton was there for the first graduation.
Good morning, everybody. We are here for the statistics exam, isn't it?
Yes.
Relaxed? Are you relaxed?
Yes.
Get relaxed, okay? It's the usual thing we are coming to do. Just get relaxed, sort yourself out, sit in neat arrangements. Materials that are not supposed to be in the exam room, please take them away now before I give you the answer booklets. Right?
It's the end of the semester at Ashesi, this new private high-tech university in a leafy residential suburb of Ghana's capital city, Accra. As the freshman class settles down to a two-hour statistics exam, in another part of the Ashesi campus, 20 excited, soon-to-be graduates are starting a mock graduation.
Hello, can everybody put their gowns and mortarboards on, please? Thank you.
It's the rehearsal for the real thing, just 2 days away, and 4 years after the first 30 students entered the college gates. Chatting to students and faculty while issuing instructions to workmen, laying down a red carpet, is Patrick Ewa, the 40-year-old founder and president of Ashesi University. Straight out of Swarthmore College with an engineering degree, in 1990, Ewa joined Microsoft, moved to Seattle, and became a millionaire before he was 30. He'd left Ghana 5 years earlier under military rule and hadn't been back.
I left Ghana quite idealistic, but I felt that, you know, I would get a great education, I'd get some expertise, I'd be very needed here and come back. Well, having worked at Microsoft, having lived in the United States for 5 years, I changed. And I just felt like if I ever come back here, I lose everything.
Only when he became a father did Patrick Ewa seriously consider going back to Ghana with his child and his American wife, Rebecca. They met at Microsoft.
Having a son caused me to reevaluate all my priorities. This was something that was eating at me. What kind of world is it that my son is going to grow up in? And how is Africa represented in that world?
Patrick Ewa's dream was to establish an Ivy League quality university in his home country and to train the next generation of dynamic African leaders with a focus on ethical entrepreneurship and integrity. His wife bought into that dream, and the Ewas invested more than $500,000 in the Ashesi project. With their son, Nana Yao, and infant daughter, Ifia, they packed up and moved to Ghana, which they now call home. But Ewa still travels to Seattle to fundraise for Ashesi. He counts some of his former Microsoft colleagues among those, including private foundations and corporations, who have contributed to the $4.5 million that have gone into creating the university since 1999.
Hello, my name is Nina Marini.
Nina Marini, a classmate Patrick Ewa met in graduate business school at UC Berkeley, believed in his mission to go back home and help Ghana. Now the co-founder and a trustee of Ashesi, Marini flew in from Seattle to speak at the commencement ceremony here in Ghana on December 17.
It's been an incredible journey, coming from something that was in Patrick's mind as a vision, as a dream, and being part of really taking every step with him in terms of realizing it.
Well done, go forth, say the words of this Ghanaian song, played at the modest Ashesi graduation where everyone seemed imbued with the university's motto, scholarship, leadership and citizenship. Deri Dean Dadzi is a third-year computer science major, one of the 2 4-year degree courses Ashesi University offers. The other is business administration after a broad liberal arts foundation.
I always say that Ashesi is like going through a goldsmith's place. You are like raw gold. The school is like a furnace. The heat from all the courses and everything, from the professors, from the project that you undertake, you come out as a refined substance. You come out glittering. You move with such quality. You don't think mediocre. You dream beyond your world.
Ashesi is in stark contrast to Ghana's five public universities, where enrollment has soared to 65,000 since 1990. Overcrowded lecture halls, substandard student residences, rising tuition fees and poor staff salaries have led to angry protests and frequent strikes. However, government universities cost a fraction of the $4,500 you need to enroll at Ashesi University, where the latest freshman class is 90 with a total student population of 220. And where the staff is well paid. 80% of Ashesi University students are from Ghana and the rest from other African countries on a continent where most children don't go beyond elementary or high school, let alone finish college. Iwa says about half the students receive financial aid.
Distinguished guests, fellow students, ladies and gentlemen,
Elizabeth Ohine, Ghana's minister in charge of universities, was among the guests of honor at Ashesi's first graduation ceremony.
One is very grateful for people like Patrick Awua who have taken up this challenge and for what he's doing here. Because obviously the old way of the state providing tertiary education for everybody who wants to go is obviously not sustainable.
I now present to you the list of our pioneer graduates: Regina Ajari, Computer Science; Andrew Amara Tarawali, Business Administration.
Andrew Tarawali from Sierra Leone was one of the graduating seniors. He said going to Ashesi was a turning point.
The world is watching us because we've said a lot about how different we are, how we're going to change Africa, and how we are the hope. So a lot of people are going to be watching and see if all was talk or whether it was the truth we were saying.
So we now come to the conferring of bachelor degrees to the class of 2005.
Beaming with pride as he watched Ashesi University's first batch of 20 graduates line up in their hoods and gowns at commencement, Patrick Iwa admitted it had been a struggle.
The moment that students walked in the gates at Ashesi, you know, my emotions were wild. I was very excited, but I also wanted to crawl under my desk, you know, because these were human beings, people's kids, who had put their lives in my hands, you know, their future careers in my hands. And that was scary.
Asked if he would like to see his dream replicated across Africa, Patrick Iwa says,
yes, but I think that dreams that don't go with action are not very useful. And so, yes, I'm driven. Yes, I'm a dreamer, but I am also quite pragmatic, I think, because we're committed to making sure that this is not an education just for rich kids.
Early days yet to tell whether the concept of Ghana's Ashesi University will succeed and catch on. But the class of 2005 feels confident it has a bright future and will make a difference right here in Ghana.
Members of class 2005, I salute you. You go forth and change Africa. Thank you.
Ofebia Kustalton, NPR News, Accra.
You can find pictures of Ashesi's first graduating class and the first story in our series by going to npr.org.